When was it that you all first thought about starting this side project, Faya, apart from Girl in a Coma?
Nina's a writing machine. Mm-hmm. And she's just been writing all kinds of different genres of music. And the music she's been coming up with lately is more so for her. It's not necessarily Girl in a Coma music. And she's been wanting to put it out. So she told us that she wanted to release a solo record. So, of course, we're super supportive of it. And Jen and I thought, well, now we have time, so let's start that riot punk girl band that we've always wanted to do. And we did. We auditioned some people in San Antonio, and at first it was going to be an all-girl band, and we ended up with a boy playing guitar. He's an old friend of ours, and it's been fun. It's just like straight-up raw punk rock, like Germs, whole Riot Girl, 90s Riot Girl, and we're having a blast.
Yeah. So how does it... How does it scratch a different itch than, say, Girl in a Coma? Because you said that the songs Nina is writing are different than Girl in a Coma music. They're Nina songs. And so then, obviously, Girl in a Coma has its own style.
Right.
And so then you have the style of Faya that you've described as well. How do these different itches get scratched?
Well, Nina music, the stuff she's been coming up with has been, it's real, like, melodic, almost Fiona Apple experiment kind of music, like Bjork. So we thought it would be kind of weird for us as Girl in a Coma to come out. Now we're going to do this experimental weird record. We just kind of stay consistent on the sound that we are, which we're discovering, you know, rock and roll indie is more Girl in a Coma. And Jen and I grew up listening to punk rock and Riot Girl. So we did the polar opposite of Girl in a Coma. We found this singer that does nothing but yell. It's just raw. And we're writing. This is the first time Jen and I are actually writing the music and writing lyrics. So it's a whole new outlet. It's kind of cool. It's kind of teaching us stuff.
I think it like sharpens our skills too, because it's, you know, it's a different genre really. I mean, Girl in a Coma it can be, you know, it's alternative. It can be very melodic. It can be beautiful. I mean, and that's just from Nina's voice and her lyrics, which are always great. I think too, a lot of people thought, oh, like, you know, we're in a fight and we're, you know, that's, we're breaking up because of that. But that's not it at all. I mean, it's kind of the perfect time. And people don't realize that we've been doing this for now 13 years with Girl in a Coma. And it's about time to do something, you know, a little different. It's good for her because she gets to do the music that she wants. We get to do the music we want. And when we come back together, you know, it's going to be great. I mean, the perfect example was... we played with a band called Devotchka, and the bass player said, I totally understand that. And what it is kind of like crop rotation. And you know, we're letting Girl in a Coma rest so that we can grow great vegetables later on. They're going to be even better than before. So, but as far as Faya, I mean, we want to do this wild, out of control, but at the same time controlled. I mean, I think that's what makes a good punk band, is that the rhythm section, guitarists, we're tight. It's really unique music. The singer's going off. There's political songs. You know, we get to write for once. And like I said, we didn't do that before because Nina was so good. There was no reason for Fonny and I to, you know, our songs are... You know, they're kind of rhymey a little bit, but they have a message. And
there was no pent up like George Harrison, you know, I'm going to put my All Things Must Pass storing up these songs for a type of thing.
No, it was just Nina had these songs and thought, you know, this isn't made for the band. Let me just put these out. And she's going full force. She went back to Sonic Ranch where we did Trio BC, and she's going to get, I think, a 4-piece band behind her. And it's just all like, she's in control of this band. Like, it's all her music. She wrote all the parts. It's great. I'm actually really stoked to see what is going to happen with that record. And like Jen said, I think after we put out, we're going to put out like a 7-inch with Faya and maybe a small EP, and then she'll put out her record. I think when we come back together, we're all going on these journeys to come back even stronger when we do.
And we hope that Nina does something. I mean, something that she might not have been able to do with Girl in a Coma. We want her to... you know, to get known everywhere, you know, nationally, worldwide, because we believe in her so much. She's extremely talented, and we heard the album already. It's amazing. If her album doesn't do anything, then I don't know what's wrong with, well, I'm going to say America, because America's got particular taste with music. Sometimes bands go overseas and they can appreciate it for what it's worth or whatever, but this album that she has is just incredible, and we want to see her do a lot. And of course, we can't wait to do Girl in a Coma stuff too, but, you know, we're really proud of her.
I read, Fonny, I think that you said that you were happy that you got to really, and exercise is a double word here when I say that, you know, exercise some of your really rock skills, you know, when it comes to playing now with Thea.
When I taught myself how to play drums, it was just listening to punk records. I mean, I grew up like Ramones, Babes in Toyland, Germs, those were like the bands that I loved. And now I'm able with this band to just play like hard and fast, and it's fun. And then now lyric writing.
But we also have like that Tex-Mex like structure.
Oh yeah,
songs.
We can't escape that. Yeah, that's gonna always be there. It's in our blood. I mean, because we just wrote this song that does like a waltz into a cumbia into a punk beat. Like we're all over the place, but it's fun, and it's just a good outlet to, you know, get it. It's almost like going back to your roots and starting all over again.
You know, you can't really escape what's around you. And we always felt like San Antonio is this melting pot. And what we create is something completely different from a lot of different things. And we do that musically. We do that in art. We do it in a lot of different things. So, you know, even though Nina's doing her solo project and Fea is another whole band, there's still those aspects of that Tex-Mex, you know, inspiration that you can't escape.
You mentioned that the lyrics are somewhat different too than, and that y'all are writing some of your own songs. Mm-hmm. And you alluded briefly to, you know, politics or issues a little bit as well. What are some of the things that you've been wanting to say that you can say now, or that you feel are time is right to say?
Well, with this band, the very first song that I wrote lyrics to is a song called No Hablo Español. And it has to do with a lot of our grandparents coming from Mexico and then raising their kids that they have to know English, and it's wrong to present yourself as a Mexican because you're going to get discriminated against. Like, for instance, Jen's father's original last name was Mondragon, and they changed it to Davis to give him a better future. So I wrote this song about kind of not being afraid to embrace who you are, and it's okay to know your roots and not be scared of it, or think that you're not going to become successful because you present yourself as Mexican. So that was the first song that I was able to talk about, because it happens. I've seen it happen, and a lot of our generation can't speak Spanish, and that's the reason why. It's just kind of passing on. And then we got to speak politically about what's going on in Ukraine, even in Arizona, about, you know, being the homosexuals being discriminated against, and taking out books about Mexican culture in schools. We were just able to talk about all that stuff. And Nina's not so much very, likes to touch on political. She just likes to sing about life in general and kind of avoid all that. And with this band, we can talk about it. So we are.
I don't think she avoids it necessarily. I think it's just, she's just a story. She's a story writer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what she does. I'm not to say that she wouldn't in the future, but, you know, our songs, it's just stuff that was on our mind, and we wrote a few songs about it, and they're good. I'd say they're good.
Mm-hmm. So what are you have a 7-inch that's planning to come up there. How many tunes are going to be on it?
We're going to be going to El Paso to record with Gabe Gonzalez, who did Both Before I'm Gone and did Trio BC with us. And we're for sure recording 3, but we're shooting for 4.
Mm-hmm.
We might record a cover we do called, well, it's by Wanda Jackson, Fujiyama Mama. Mm-hmm. So we might do that. And then just put out that 7-inch ourselves. And we're kind of talking to some labels here and there to see if they want to put out the records for us. So we'll see what happens. But our plans are only to put out that 7-inch and an EP, maybe like a 6-7 song EP. And that's it. And just do a couple tours and then come back to Girl in a Coma. So that's the plan.
Local regional tours, or?
We're actually doing a West Coast tour in June already. And we've been playing around Texas. We just played in the Valley, which was awesome. We played in McAllen. The energy was great. We played in Corpus. We have an Austin show coming up, Dallas, Houston. So we're playing regionally, and then plan on, we actually want to tour the whole U.S., but we're doing it the summer in the West Coast, and then we'll do the Mid, and then we'll do East. So we just kind of have it all planned out. Like, there's no rules or anything, so we're just like, we're just going to go all out. And
yeah, that McAllen show was a dream show because they were moving, they were dancing. It was like 100, it was only like, it was 170 people in a tiny bar, and everybody was moving. And that's just like, you know, to be in a band and to you know, see them in your peripheral and you're playing your bass and or instrument, you're just like, wow, you wish every show was like that. But, you know, sometimes you go to, like, bigger cities, and it's not like that. You know, we go to L.A., we go to New York, and it's people just kind of moving their head and stuff, or maybe people are scared, but that McAllen show was amazing. It was so good.
There's a real, yeah, it's great when you have a real physical, you know, connection with the audience like
Yeah, definitely.
So, lastly, also, it was a few years ago, I remember, when we were talking, and I think it... y'all were talking about how, like, and it was in the Valley and Fenton McAllen, when you were talking about some concert promoter or some guy down there who was, you know, basically trying to tell you guys, you know, like, here's how you do this, here's how you do that,
right.
Because y'all are female, and right. So he thought he knew better or something like that. You know, are things at all different for y'all now? I mean, do you have, like, clout that, like, to where you're to where people are like, hey, you know, they actually, you know what's going on now? I mean, what's
you know, it kind of still happens. It's a really weird thing. Even with Girl Nakoma, as long as we've been together, it's a weird. You see a female musician, and right away, a lot of males want to think lesser than, like, oh, let me still show them how to rap a chord or, you know, whatever it is. It's just this thing that doesn't go away. And we've met so many musicians, older musicians, and they all have the same stories. And that's something else that we write about in our songs with Faya. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for females to be seen as equal in music. Mm-hmm. It's just this thing. And we just got to keep playing, and more females need to come out and just keep proving.
Right. That. Even if it's just like a quick error, which we were lucky. We grew up in the 90s. We had the whole Riot Girl movement that inspired us. I mean, really, that's what inspired Fonny and I. We saw Babes in Toyland here in San Antonio at Sunken Gardens. They only played 6 songs because they got after some guy who was trying to grab up on a girl, and they told him to stop, and he didn't, and they said, all right, we're out of here. But, I mean, even though we didn't get to see the full set, it was something about them being in control and them playing their instruments, and it was rock, and it was like the energy. It was amazing. We were so inspired. That's why we started a group, and that's why we're doing Faya now, because we like that music. I think you'll always get it, unless all of a sudden the radio starts playing 100 all-girl groups and they're top of the charts and stuff. So, I mean, it's always going to be there, but what you can do as an individual and as a group is just play, you know, and that means a lot. I mean, we can play. Maybe there'll be like a 13-year-old girl out there, and she's going to be like, wow, they're doing it, and they don't look like the typical girls, but they're doing it. And that makes me want to do it. And that's what you can do. And that's all we can do for right now, you know, because that explosion's not going to happen. It didn't start off that way. It started off with it being a male-dominated business. And you just do your part and you see what happens.
Well, Jen Alva and Fonny Diaz, thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Thank you.